This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students through the 9th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow in the same way. He said that every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern or preparation.
Pehli baat hai, aap apni jo pattern hai, us par pura bharosa karo. Lekin, jo pattern ke liye sujhav dete hai, usko dhyan se suno, samajhne ki koshish karo. और उसमें आपको लगता है यार मेरी पैटर्न तो है लेकिन ये चीज मैं अगर जोड़ दूं तो अच्छा होगा लेकिन किसी के कहने पर मत जोड़ो अपने अनुभव से जोड़ो
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर एडवाइज दैट टीचर्स शुड रिमेन सेंसिटिव टू द लर्निंग स्पीड ऑफ एवरी स्टूडेंट कॉलिंग द एब्सेंस ऑफ ड्रीम्स अ सीरियस मिस्टेक ही अर्ज स्टूडेंट्स टू ड्रीम बिग फियरलेस एंड ड्रॉ इंस्पिरेशन फ्रॉम बायोग्राफीज Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition protests on various issues, including India-US trade deal. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members from Congress, TMC and DMK again trooped into the well and raised slogans against the government. The presiding officer urged the members to allow the House to function. Despite repeated appeals made by the chair, the opposition members continued with the protest, following which the House was adjourned for the day. On the other side, Radha Sabha transacted normal business before being finally adjourned for the day. When the House met for the day, members of the House raised the matter of public importance during the zero hour. Then the House took up question hour, wherein several ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnav and Shivraj Singh Chauhan, replied to the supplementaries. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. post-lunch, the Radha Sabha took up private member laissez of business. Members of various political parties moved the private members' bills. Later, Radha Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day. Both the Houses will meet again on Monday at 11 a.m. Government has said that the Beti Bachao Beti Parao scheme has transformed from a policy initiative into a national movement by mobilizing various stakeholders, including government agencies, communities, media, civil society and the public at large. In a written reply, the Lok Sabha today Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi said, Sex ratio at birth at the national level has increased from 918 in 2014-15 to 929 in 2024-25 and gross enrollment ratio of girls in the schools at secondary level has increased from 75.51% in 2014-15 to 80.2% in 2024-25. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited forward areas in Hiranagar sector along the international border in Kathua district, marking the start of his two-day tour of Jammu and Kashmir. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Home Minister launched welfare schemes for the Border Security Force BSF personnel. The Home Minister's visit comes amid heightened focus on border management to scuttle infiltration of terrorists and smuggling of weapons and narcotics. Mr. Shah also chaired a high-level security review meeting at Lok Bhavan, Jammu, which was attended by the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, top officials of the Minister of Home Affairs, Army Chief and senior officers from the police, BSF, intelligence agencies and CRPF. The meeting focused on comprehensive review of border and internal security with directions issued to further strengthen the security apparatus. In Pakistan, 31 people were killed and 170 others injured in a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in the capital, Islamabad, today. The explosion occurred at Tarlai Imam Barga in the Shehzad town area. According to the police, the suicide bomber was stopped at the gate of the Imam Barga, but he detonated himself. In under-19 cricket, India have set a target of 412 runs for England in the final of the ICC under-19 Cricket World Cup in Harare, Zimbabwe. In reply, England were 177 for 6 in 21.4 overs when reports last came in. Opting to bat first, India scored 411 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.